Trump campaign, Tim Walz is a dangerously liberal extremist. By Wendell Hasebo on August 6, 2024. The Trump campaign ripped Democrat presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, as a West Coast wannabe leftist on Tuesday. Harris's selection of Walz shows that she allied herself with the most far-left choice among those on her shortlist. The pick is perhaps intended to shore up support among blue wall states, though Minnesota is historically a far more Democrat state than Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Walz has a history of governing far to the left as Minnesota's governor. He was also a radical member of the House of Representatives, with Heritage Action giving him a lifetime score of 13%. It's no surprise that San Francisco liberal Kamala Harris wants West Coast wannabe Tim Walz as her running mate. Walz has spent his governorship trying to reshape Minnesota in the image of the Golden State, Caroline Leavitt, Trump campaign press secretary, said in a statement. Leavitt highlighted Walz's record of radicalism. While Walz pretends to support Americans in the heartland, when the cameras are off, he believes that rural America is mostly cows and rocks. From proposing his own carbon-free agenda to suggesting stricter emission standards for gas-powered cars and embracing policies to allow convicted felons to vote, Walz is obsessed with spreading California's dangerously liberal agenda far and wide. If Walz won't tell voters the truth, we will, just like Kamala Harris. Tim Walz is a dangerously liberal extremist, and the Harris-Walz California dream is every American's nightmare. Below is a list of radical policies Walz has supported. A June report from Minnesota's legislative auditor found that Walz's administration failed miserably in its duty to properly oversee millions of federal dollars it administered to nonprofits to feed children. The report alleged that Walz's incompetence created opportunities for fraud. Walz signed legislation to allow minors to get sex change operations in Minnesota. He signed a bill to require schools to stock period products in boys' bathrooms. Walz allegedly failed to anticipate and react to riots in Minneapolis after the death of George Floyd at police hands. Even the liberal mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, slammed Walz's response to the riots. Under Walz's leadership, Minnesota gives free college tuition to illegal immigrants. Walz signed a bill into law that will give driver's licenses to potentially 77,000 eligible illegal aliens. Walz openly championed socialism during a White Dudes for Harris event. Walz attempted to cover up President Joe Biden's fitness for office in January. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.